afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. We're going to take another look, a deeper look at reincarnation today, and today's show is called Reversals. So we're going to try to figure out who's who as we take a look at people in society. Is it true when you look at a beautiful woman? Are you really looking at a beautiful woman? Are you really looking at a womanizer from a past life who's come back as a beautiful woman to pay off a debt? Sometimes they can be a trap. Or if you are a woman and you feel it is that important to be a magnetic, sexy creature, why is that? Why do you like to attract all kinds of attention, all kinds of men, and not only not always the proper types of men? Sometimes beauty and charisma is not always the answer. In fact, just because many of these people we see in society are beautiful, it could actually explain to us something about their karma. So, very, very heavy show as we try to figure out who's who, you know, and it reminds me of that song, Beauty's Only Skin Deep, but should be an interesting show. And happy Easter to you and yours, everybody. I hope you're going berserk this weekend. Me, I'm going to try to rest, but looks like there's a storm headed for Los Angeles, along with all these transits. What the heck? I was with my friend Suzanne yesterday. We went to go see Fletch, and it was a lot of fun. We had a good time, and when we were walking around, we noticed some very attractive women. And I made the comment, they're men. And she said, like, what do you mean they're men? And I said, oh, those women, they're beautiful. They're bait. They're traps. Those are womanizers from past lives. And she goes, how could you say that? And I said, no, it's true. Think about it. Men that womanize and take advantage of beautiful women or any kind of women, love them and leave them, seduce them and reject them or whatever, what is the obvious logical reincarnational pattern that they should have to adhere to in their next lifetime? Simple. Come back as one of their victims, one of the women that they womanized, right? And be subjected to all these men coming on to them so they can feel what it's like. And I don't know if you're a guy and you've ever been with a really good-looking girl, really sexy, charismatic, she smells sweet and kisses great and all that stuff, and then you try to get close to her and she's real standoffish, real skittish, even frightened. And she might even tell you, I don't like physical contact, I don't like sex. And you say to yourself, what is with this girl here? She's beautiful, she's attracted, what is the problem? Why is she so turned off to men? Well, number one, because her soul may be a man trapped in a woman's body, and dealing with all these guys with all their hormones coming on in waves can be kind of intense. And number two, because they become the apple of men's affections, then sometimes it can be difficult for them to pick and choose who really likes them supposedly for what's inside of them or who's really liking them for the symbol that they reflect as far as society standards are concerned. What are men conditioned to love in a woman? Well, if you look at the way Playboy and Penthouse sell and the way all these sexy commercials and movies with all these women in lace dresses and stuff, and it's funny that women are conditioned to offer this product, right? Women know what men like, a good-looking woman, right? So women are out there busy doing their hair and doing their face and getting the chin job and the buns and the butt job and all that and the boob job, whatever you need, to just be the perfect physical appearance that a man likes. And then when they're done spending thousands of dollars on their body, their face, and their hair, they have the gall to say to a man, well, you just like me because of the way I look, right? And I'm sitting there going, no kidding, lady. You know, that's exactly what's going on. And unfortunately, over the years, this battle of the sexes has really run hot because men are so addicted to women looking good and women are so addicted to making themselves look good that we have a lot of problems in women not feeling special emotionally or mentally because they feel men bypass that part. A lot of men will tell you, if you sit with them in private, what do you want in a woman? Say, well, I want someone that's good looking and someone that's sexy, ain't together. But the women don't want to be sexy if that's all the men want them for is their looks. So yeah, we're talking about a real heavy double standard here that gets kind of frightening. And because this is a major life cycle at the end of the age of Pisces, and let me make this clear, because this lifetime may be the single number one most important lifetime In the history of the world, in the last 24,000 years, almost everybody you see that's a woman that is 1% sexy is really come back as a woman with a man's soul to work out the karma of being a womanizing man throughout Earth's history. I want to make that clear. Now, astrologically, if you want to check this in your chart and you are a woman and you have worked hard to look good and you have one single opposition in your chart, one, uno, bingo, you're there. That's it. That's all it takes. Because, let me make this clear. If you have one single opposition to your Mars, okay, to your Mars, there you go. If you are a woman and you feel sexy or angry or have problems with men or have sexual hang-ups or whatever, and you notice you have at least one opposition to your Mars, then you're there. I would literally guarantee you, and I've said this before to a lot of women that call me up and they hate men, they're angry with them, they're mad at their hormones and the way they treat them and love them and leave them, and yet they're always the target of all these guys that are just exactly the same reflection of the type of guy they were in a past life. Except this time, they've come back as the target to see what it feels like on the woman's point of view. You know, I want to tell you something. These bodies are so ludicrous. They are so ridiculous. It is so weird how women out there and men, you women out there are also guilty, right, of going for these guys that are good looking. And let me tell you something. These guys that have been with thousands of women, they keep score. They're like on the beach and they're all buff and they're all tan and they've got the great faces and the great hair and stuff. And they're the guys that a girl looks at and bingo, she doesn't care what his IQ is. She doesn't care if he has a mind. She doesn't care if he has any brains or feelings. She becomes the same kind of animal that goes after her and she's hooked on the face, the body, the buns and all that stuff. Total double standard. Just drives me crazy. Now, where do you think that guy that's had so many women, where do you think he's coming from to be that promiscuous? What does that say about his soul? Well, very simply, he has been a woman who has actually been addicted to men in past lives, obsessed with the look. So he comes back in this lifetime as the target, as the man who gets to play with all the women. And it's a lonely theater when you're like that, because all these women like to think, oh, I'm very special. I'm the first one he's been with in the last hour. He's been with seven women in one day. I have some of my great-looking friends. I have some stud guys. I know some guys that are so hot that they walk around and go, well, I've been celibate for 6 years, when they've already been with seven women in the same day. You know, some guys wake up in the morning because they spend so much time working out, lifting weights, pumping iron, going tanning, getting their hair straight, and they walk around and it is their game to try to seduce as many women as possible and lie to those women. And because the women want to be lied to so much, they want to believe that this is the first time that this guy's ever been with a woman, right? You know what's going on? All these wholesome people out there, people that may have a few extra pounds, people that might have some blemishes, people that might not have the perfect hair or the perfect skin, or aren't as into the physical, whether it's on their own bodies or someone else's. And these people are really more properly placed as far as gender and bodies are concerned. Whereas I'm talking about, maybe not all beautiful people in a woman's body are really men's souls, but I'd say a large majority of them that have opposition to their Mars would be, because they have an obsession to be loved, to be liked, to get attention, and they want that. They like that. Even though they don't think they do, they do. And same with men. If a man has one opposition on his Venus, and he happens to be an Adonis-type guy, then you better believe that he's come from past lives of really being a woman and really having to deal with all kinds of weird things that women would lay on guys' heads, and he would be subject to this type of return. See, the universe is like a big rubber room, and whatever you throw out into it, if it's negative, then it comes back to you negative. Now, if a man is a womanizer and he gets a joke, he gets a laugh out of seducing women or trying to or whatever, and sleeping with hundreds of thousands of women in his lifetime, well, when he goes into his soul review after his life, his soul goes, wow, you really blew it, guy. You broke a bunch of hearts here, and you obviously don't know how women feel or where they're coming from or So his soul, in a very objective sense, makes the choice. Well, we're going to have to come back to the next life with a few critical oppositions on Mars, which brings a lot of men in and out. No stability, no foundation. A lot of women, I'm sorry. Wait a second, what am I talking about? Okay, a lot of oppositions on the woman's Mars. This is, we're talking about a man who's a womanizer in a past life, comes back and decides to be the woman who he has treated with all this lying and manipulation and such. Beautiful, gorgeous woman that no one will ever take a moment to look internally towards. So that is why society is so messed up when it comes to relationships. I've got to the point now that I'm not going to be trapped anymore. I've known some beautiful fashion models, gorgeous actresses. One of the hottest fashion models in Chicago in the 70s, Suzanne Jacobs, this beautiful German girl, 5'10", hourglass body, black hair, one of my fondest memories, gorgeous woman. And still, it seems like the most beautiful women you meet as a man, oftentimes, unless they're happily married, which is really rare to find a gorgeous woman happily married and stable, you find the better looking they are, it's like they're trying to cover something up. They're trying to hide something inside that's ugly. Maybe as a little girl, they felt that they weren't that smart, or they felt that they weren't that stable, or that quick, or that sharp, or that emotionally stable. So they decided, I better get something going here because I don't have anything else to fall back on. So I'll work on my looks. I'll start working out and jogging every day and lifting weights and doing all these things that will make me pretty. Have the nose job, have the face job, whatever, to make myself look beautiful. And I've known people, seen the before and after pictures. And I've seen people that have been very unhappy, and they think the body is what does it. Like, I know all my happily married friends, male friends, are married to women that are wonderful. And they're not gorgeous Playboy bunnies or centerfolds. They're wholesome women. They're real live women. They've been women in most of their past lives, and they've come back as a woman now. So they don't have an identity problem. You know what the problem is in relationships? Is we end up falling in love with a man who has a woman's soul. 90% of their past lives, female. Now they're a man. No wonder they're so confused. Or we fall in love with a woman who's a man. And we fantasize and we get obsessed with them sexually. And then they see us in bed naked and they look at our bodies and something clicks inside of them. They say, wait a minute, there's something dirty or weird about being with this man, you know, because their soul is really a man. You know what happens oftentimes when it gets too intense and you bounce back and forth from male to female, good looking male to good looking female, to good looking, you know, back on, your soul has such an identity crisis that it refuses to adhere to heterosexual values. And that's when it's automatic. It's natural to go gay because as a man with a woman's soul, you refuse to be with other women. I'm sorry. If you're a woman's soul and you're in a man's body, a woman's soul in a man's body, right? That means that most of the past lives have been female and now you've come back as a man, then you're going to feel uncomfortable being with other women because your soul is a female. And that's why you get all these gentle, sensitive, caring, loving guys that are gay. Because inside of them is the soul of a female. Homosexuality is so funny to me in a way because it validates reincarnation. Whenever you meet a gay person, put your arm around them and look at them and say, you know what? I understand. I know. Most of my lesbian female friends that I know, all of them, they know they're men. They know they're men in female bodies. They love women. They love to make love to them. They're turned on with that, and they just refuse to be in what we would call normal sexual relations with men, so they adhere to the lesbian lifestyle. You know, this topic and this issue of reincarnation is so powerful because literally not only does it validate reincarnation, it validates karma and evolution of the soul. It helps explain astrologically some of these hard aspects we have in the chart, like oppositions to Venus and like oppositions to Mars, in people's charts that do tend to be more charismatic and attractive. And if you are one of those people that has had, I would say, 20 or 30 or more lovers in this lifetime, and that's not a lot. For most people, that's easy. In 1989, unless you're a monk from Afghanistan or to bed or something, you're going to probably will have been with 20 or 30 lovers or more, then that means that you're pretty confused. And that means there's a chance that you've been bouncing around from body to body. I admit that I tried being a woman in a few lifetimes, and we're talking hardcore lesbian. When I decided, I still couldn't get over my obsession with women. I might have had only a handful of lifetimes in my 100 past lives where I was a woman and where I might have been so comfortable with the man that I was with because it was a reversal. In other words, I was a woman and he was a man in this lifetime and we are lovers, but in a past life, he was the woman and I was the man. So the bodies didn't matter. See what I mean? Soulmates are funny because they can cross the barriers. Then the only ones they're really comfortable being with are their soulmates or people that they're used to being with. And that's why, as a woman, if you are real uncomfortable with men, and if you're real uncomfortable with the sexual come on and the aggression, and if you're real uncomfortable with the love them and leave them or the rejection or whatever you go through, you have no one to blame but yourself. Don't hate that guy. Don't be angry at that guy that just left you hanging or whatever. And same with guys. You should never have any regrets in relationships because everything is karmic and nothing happens by accident. Everything happens for a reason. It's a perfect situation, perfect, something that you created, manifested way before it happened to help you see the picture, the experience the lesson, and help you pay that debt that you owe from a past life coming from the other point of view. Now you see what it's like to be a woman. Now you know what it's like to be a man. Don't feel guilty or have remorse or have regrets over relationships that don't work. This is karma time. Welcome to the Circus of Karma. 1989, the United States of America. A lot of us have worked out our karma with killing, with stealing, with manipulation, with charm. All we got left is relationships. We're down to the hardcore basics now. We're not in prison, many of us. We're not in hospitals. We're not subject to too many harsh family problems. The thing is that we're just lonely. We have trouble getting it on sexually and romantically in a stable sort of way with a lot of people. And the karma here is all this Uranus-Neptune crap. When you have Uranus in Cancer, Neptune in Libra, Uranus in Leo, Neptune in Scorpio, which makes up the majority of the Astrology Hour listening audience, right? And also when you have oppositions to your Venus and Mars are both. And then if you're the lucky winner of two or more oppositions, maybe a T-square or a grand square on your Mars or Venus, congratulations, because you've really been a bad puppy in a past life. And you know, what's really funny is you'll meet these women that have grand squares and grand crosses on their Mars. And they'll say, oh, I've been happily married to John for 15 years. No problem. We're together. We have beautiful children and everything. Meanwhile, John's been with 50 women since they've been married, and she's in denial. She doesn't want to know that. But this is exactly the kind of man she was. Don't you get it? The grand square and the grand cross married woman, if she's with a guy who's still a womanizer and she still denies it because she loves him, well, she's living out the experience of being with a lifelong cheater. Karma paid. Debt paid. She did it. She survived. She's not taking it to heart. She's not having any regrets, no remorse, no guilt, unless she gets AIDS or VD or dies because of something he brings home from a stranger, which could be a more of an intense opposition. We're talking like Pluto-Mars or Pluto-Venus opposition or Saturn-Mars, Saturn-Venus, when being promiscuous or womanizing or manizing can be a little bit too weird. And I read some of these books, some of these classics out there, like the Cinderella Complex and Women Who Love to Love Too Much, and these feminists come out, right? Here's these men in women's bodies, right, that are like hardcore feminists. They want women's rights. Men are really just a bunch of animals, right? They'll come back in their next lifetime in a man's body, right? But right now, they're in a woman's body, and they don't like the way anybody's being treated here. Those books are cool, but people should consider the reincarnational issues that are around. And a lot of times, remember that if you are attracted to a pretty face or a nice body, and you don't know their charts, consider the karma that you're dealing with here. Good-looking people, the type of people that everyone would fantasize being with, have a heavy karma. Do you think it's a blessing to be the apple of everyone's affections? Do you think it's a blessing to be a sexist target for thousands of men and women? I mean, you might be a beautiful person and be happy that you worked up to that, but you mind telling me how you're supposed to form a relationship with people most of which are conditioned to go after the catalyst of a good body and a pretty face? It's karmic. It's very karmic. And next time you see a very handsome man or a very beautiful woman, consider where their soul has been and consider what their soul is doing right now. That's why a lot of your real handsome men are gay. That's right. A lot of women go, I wonder if he's gay. He's beautiful. That's because as a woman, he was beautiful. And now he's in a man's body, so he knows how to keep a trim body, unlike some of us manly men that have a few extra pounds and maybe we're bald, right? Loaded with testosterone, I might add. You get some of these other guys that are really women in men's bodies, don't have the testosterone, and are really very feminine from little boys on up, and it's natural for them to still be with men. See what I mean? So reincarnation is a very, very powerful issue, and when it comes to relationships, you shouldn't let it be so important how good-looking a person is on the outside. A friend of mine, a doctor who listens to the show, a female, was very upset. Maybe a guy who is a little overweight is not good enough to be her lover, but she got thrashed last weekend on a ski trip by a good-looking guy that wham-bam, one of these, and just like, that's the way it works. Like, oftentimes, if not all the time, you cannot tell a book by its cover. And I used to be so handsome. I tried this once. When I got divorced, when I was married, I got divorced, and I lost 50, 60 pounds and just got buff. 5 miles a day, full court basketball with college kids. Because I have a good image. My outward look is good. And if I lost the weight that I wanted to lose and got way down there, let me tell you something. I had a black book in the 70s after I got divorced. Women don't care what men feel inside. I went down there to see what it was like on a Fox level, and not one woman cared to know my last name even. I'm telling you something, meet a girl in a flower shop, 2 hours later, end up in bed if you want, no problem. It's like, I have been down there before in positions where you can look totally handsome. And you know what? If there are women out there that want to get to a good-looking guy, really because of what's inside of him, ha ha ha, let her fight her way through the masses that are also trying to get to that same guy, seducing the heck out of him. It's a weird world up there, let me tell you. I don't envy people that are so beautiful, so gorgeous, and single. They're probably also extremely confused and trying to figure out what their karma is if they're smart. Anyway, heavy topic, reincarnation reversals. I hope I didn't hurt anybody's feelings, but of course, there will be exceptions to every rule. So no offense meant, no offense taken if necessary. You won't find out if you have oppositions to your Venus or your Mars to see if maybe you have jumped over into a woman's body or a man's body and try to understand your obsession with appearance and look and such. But if you get your chart done, that will help. If you know nothing about astrology and you really want to take this show as a class, you know what's going on. You'll be so excited to find out you have no oppositions on your Venus. Like me, I don't have any oppositions on my Venus. I have a square, but at least thank God no oppositions, because when you have oppositions, what that really does mean is that you've really tormented people in past lives. With your bodies, with your faces, whatever, when you have oppositions on your Venus or your Mars, the type of relationship situations you have can be traumatic. When you experience them, it's like, whoa, like it's unbelievable. Some of the trauma you can have with oppositions in relationships to Venus and Mars.